listener production.
Morning, I'm Amy Ross. The New South Wales state government has today announced a $230 million emergency domestic violence support package. The four-year plan includes $48 million to help women and children stay safe after leaving violent relationships. Money has also been set aside for bail law changes. Those are expected to be announced in the coming weeks. Meantime, no promise of cost of living relief in tomorrow's Victorian state budget, but it has been flagged. Premier Jacinta Allen says they too are feeling the pinch.
You know, it was initially the war in Ukraine was causing huge supply chain pressures globally. Add to that the conflict in the Middle East. Add to that the ongoing pressures of the pandemic and interest rate rises. That inflationary impact affects us all.
Australia-wide, it's Road Safety Week. It was a shocking year on the roads last year, with 295 lives lost on Victorian roads, 354 in New South Wales. Lisa Markovich from Road Trauma Families Victoria says putting road safety front of mind should be happening all year round.
There are so many people within our community who are affected by road trauma. So love the idea of having a Road Safety Week. It's fantastic. But really, I would just be imploring people to always be aware and be thinking about their behaviours on the roads and looking out for each other.
And take extra care if you're travelling through Wodonga today. Council is working on a stormwater installation on Kendall and Chapel Streets. There will be a change in traffic conditions. Taking a look at some local sport, the Bandits women have made it 7 from 7 in the NBL One East competition, the side downing the Mustangs 99-65. This weekend, they're up against the Bruins. And a big win for the Murray Bush Rangers in the Coates Talent League, the boys' side downing the Giants by 70 points.